Climate change is affecting us all, and people in Peru are particularly challenged by these changes. Simon Trace is the chief executive of NGO Practical Action that works with people in Peru.
Peru is a slightly strange country. Latin America is relatively well developed compared to many of the other developing world countries. And yet within it, there are pockets of extreme poverty, and those particularly apply in the high Andes areas and also, incidentally, over the Andes and in the Amazon jungle area. But there you'll find poverty that's similar to parts of South Asia or Southern Africa, with people having problems of access to basic services, water, energy, heating for their homes, whatever, and basic livelihood problems. Living very simply, probably agricultural-based living, particularly in places like the high Andes, yes, not much different to sub-Saharan Africa in some senses.
Is that sort of a survivable way of living? In other words, you know, yes, okay, it may not be what we would consider a great way to live, but actually for them, they are surviving, they are living, it is an acceptable existence for them.
It's a survivable existence. It's the way people have lived for generations, for centuries. Yeah, we have to remember that the Andes in particular in Latin America is the home of agriculture for the whole world. It's where many of the current food crops originated, particularly maize. That's more up in, towards Mexico, but in Peru, if you think about potatoes, for example, that's the home of potatoes, where all the original species arise. So yes, it's a survivable environment, but it's not an environment that we would feel comfortable in, and it's not an environment that you would say people can thrive in. So as in sub-Saharan Africa, as in South Asia, the aim is to improve people's lots, not move them out, not try to move them into urban areas or change their lives, but to improve their ability to flourish where they exist, I guess.
And how well is that aim going?
Practical Action has been working in a number of areas in Peru for 25 years now. There has been progress. We work particularly with rural farmers, mostly in southern Peru. We work in Cusco area in particular. We work on both livestock. Farmers there raise alpacas for their wool, but also for their milk, which provides cheese and milk, which is a basic nutrient. And on some key crops, as I said, potatoes in particular is very interesting. It's a native crop there. It's both a food but also a product for sale in markets. So we've been doing a lot of work over the last 25 years in building poor rural farmers' capacity, their knowledge around how to improve both farming of livestock and farming of native potato species in particular in order to get better quality nutrition but also to have better quality income.
And how's that impacted by the way in which the climate is changing?
Practical Action works not just in Latin America, but in South Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. And all of the places that we're working in, we are seeing impacts now from events which we believe are linked to climate change. It's very difficult to pin any specific event down to climatic change. But what we're seeing in all of the countries we work in is increases in the frequency of very intense weather conditions. In Bangladesh, for example, you will see increases in the intensity of monsoon rain. It may be shorter periods of more intense rainfall and then you get bigger flooding. In East Africa, we're seeing quite mixed events, greater intensity of rainfall and then also greater intensity of drought in specific occasions. In Latin America, it's quite interesting because in Peru, what we're seeing are these cold spells in particular as being one of the features of a change of climate in general. We're getting very intense periods of cold, which have not been experienced before. A couple of years ago, there was a period where temperatures went down to minus 35 degrees at something of the altitude of 3,500 to 5,000 meters, which is where some of these people live, and that has a huge impact on human health. I mean, in that particular occasion, I think 50 children died in the Cusco region, but something in the region of 100,000 people suffered from either pneumonia, bronchitis, or hypothermia. But it also has a huge impact on the economy. So on that particular event, 50% of the alpaca herds across the region were wiped out from the cold. They're just not capable of surviving, or they're not used to surviving, and therefore not capable of surviving in that temperature. And likewise, a large amount of the crops were damaged, particularly potatoes, which flourish only between particular temperature ranges, really between, I think, about 0 and 17 degrees C. So if the temperature really drops, they're damaged beyond recovery.
That's Simon Trace, Chief Executive of Practical Action.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.